Good morning. This is the Redefined Realty Show. Join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. Get critical market updates, find out where interest rates are heading, and talk to our industry experts about things happening right here in your neighborhood. This show is live, and your phone calls are not just welcomed, but appreciated at 414-799-1130. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsor.
Hi, it's John Reitz from Great Midwest Bank. For 78 years, Great Midwest has specialized in locally serviced mortgages. Mortgages are what we do. So whether you're looking to buy, build, or refinance, visit GreatMidwestBank.com to learn more about our great service, great rates, and more. Great Midwest Bank, simply local, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And good morning, welcome. It's time for the Redefined Realty Show on News Talk 1130 WISN. I'm Paul Kronforst, joined by your host, Bob Tarantino from Redefined Realty.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Paul.
How are things today?
Things are heating up. Oh, my gosh, we finally got this home selling season going here in 2014.
Yeah, maybe the weather's not quite warming up, although
it's
that's
not
coming
bad.
This week. Yes.
I don't know. I have no complaints at this point with the weather.
It's going to get... It's getting there. It's 50 right now. Sunny skies. The market is indeed heating up. And Bob, you'll talk a little bit about Redefined, your 3.99% commission, but you've got two guests in studio today.
Yeah, we've got the best home inspector here in the state of Wisconsin from Honest Home Inspections. It is Inspector Gadget, Scott Lamar.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Hey, Scott.
Welcome back, Scott.
Yeah, Scott's been with us many, many times, so we're going to be looking for home inspection type questions today. Everybody knows with the rain and the flooding and the different things that are going on, basements become an issue. Water is always the biggest enemy in your house.
What day was that we got all that rain? And I was thinking
every day,
Scott.
Every day, last week.
And along the lines of basements, Bob,
we have Chris Mancuso from, I always say that wrong, Chris Mancuso, right?
Absolutely.
I got it. There we go. Accurate Basement Repair. So, like we said, water's the enemy. Basement talk is what we're going to have today. We're going to have talk about mold and attics and anything home inspection related. So, all your calls are going to be welcome. This is always one of our greatest shows when we have these guys on, because every homeowner's got issues.
It's good for our listeners, Bob, too, because almost everybody listening has a basement, right?
Just about everybody, yeah. Here in Wisconsin, there's not too many houses that don't have basements.
And this time of the year, with the rain that we've just seen, there's a lot to talk about. Chris Mancuso, welcome back. Your company's Accurate Basement Repair. Tell us what you do.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
We're good.
Excellent, excellent. We're going to be talking a little bit about basements today. And Accurate Basement Repair is a full-service basement repair company. We don't do remodeling, we don't do bathrooms, we don't do roofs. All we do is basement repair. That means drain tile work, that means wall reinforcements, even house lifting. Ooh. This time of the year, we have a lot of leaky basements, just a lot of leaky basements. It's actually even difficult to keep up with the call volume. And I should start off by apologizing for some of the folks out there who have had a hard time sometimes even getting a hold of us and getting some of the information out. But we're trying to, at this point, Paul, actually take care of customers that are having property damage issues. Those are the first priority.
Yeah, so you do prioritize, obviously. If I've got, hey, man, there's 6 inches floating around down there, I need help.
Absolutely, absolutely, because that property damage stuff can really start
to... There's 6 inches in the basement, you can probably call a pool guy and just have a line.
Were you a pool guy?
How many years ago was that? Shorewood, that area with that horrible flood.
2007, 2008, I think.
2007.
Oh, that's been a while now.
Yeah, they're still dealing with it. They're running all new sewer laterals in Shorewood.
You
if
can,
any of you Shorewood folks are listening, don't call up all angry about your new tax rates. But
That's why,
yeah. You do waterproofing.
Absolutely, waterproofing. We can do some excavation work, waterproof your walls, interior drain tile work. Most of the water intrusion issues we can take care of with interior drain tile work. And even more so, we always talk about this, and we've talked about this on other shows. I mean, all of us as a group have talked about that grading, gutters, and downspouts. Those are the things that the home inspectors will find most of the time, but they have, after they see that, they actually have to call out for more inspections for other causes. But usually grading, gutters, and downspouts are a big
cause. In our industry, that's GGD, grading, gutters, and downspouts.
It's so big, Scott.
It's constant.
Can say it's an easy fix. It kind of is.
Sometimes it is.
You want to hear my story this week?
Yes,
I'll just talk
absolutely.
Quick. So I come out of the house, I'm going to work. I got an umbrella because it is downpouring. It's one of those just... that orange spot on radar, and it's right over Cedarburg, and I'm coming to work. So I have my geeky little umbrella as I'm, my car is parked deep out in the driveway. I walk into the car, and I see this bubbling, like, water gushing. My downspout was connected. I underground. I got those connections. So it was in that.
Yeah,
I know. And it became dislodged from heavy water flow. I assume it just wasn't that tight. So it's not going anywhere but right on the ground in the corner. I'm running kind of late for work. I got the umbrella. I'm soaked. I'm like, I can't go to work looking at that. Scott Lamar would kill me. That water's going right down. I felt horrible. So I fixed it. You know, I went out there. I just got one of my long extension. And I just temporarily put it there because I did not want that water along the foundation. Now
you have to call Chris.
Look at Paul jumping in there.
Think about it.
If this career doesn't work out, you're going to be in the basement.
That would have been a couple hours max at heavy rain, 2-3 hours. Now there's homes that have that going on 24/7 if they don't address it.
They probably don't realize it. It is one of the easiest things to fix too.
Just by what I did by connecting those gutters, making sure they're not clogged, and then the grade comes into play.
Grade is huge. And one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning was the house I did that I was at yesterday. They have created too much grade. They've brought in dirt. They've brought in mulch, and the dirt was actually all the way up to the siding. So at this point in time, there's a Wisconsin code that says your soil is supposed to be 6 to 8 inches to the siding.
So they really fix it, but good.
And they were getting, the water was literally coming in, we have the potential to literally come in over the top of the wall at this point in time. And a lot of people wonder why that 6 to 8 inches is there. There's several reasons for that, but that would be one of them.
So where your siding ends, 6 inches roughly.
You should see some stem wall. You should see one block at least of a block foundation. You should see about 6 inches from a poured foundation.
I want to officially open up the lines. I have not done that yet because I want to get some callers going. What a great opportunity. Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections. He's a board-certified master inspector, indoor environmental specialist, lab-certified mold inspector, certified indoor air quality technician. All of that. What does that mean?
There's a whole bunch more, but we're not going there.
You can answer anything, though.
Pretty much.
If it's a mechanical question from your furnace to, look down in your basement. Look at all the mechanicals in a house, Bob, what that all covers.
Well, with any luck, we're going to start getting to use the air conditioning unit sometime in the near future. We'll see how that goes. Questions on air conditioners and furnaces and roofs and all that stuff. Everything happens now. I mean, we're getting wind and hail and water and all kinds of crazy weather. So this is the time of year when things start happening around your house. Whether you're buying or selling is kind of irrelevant. If you're actually living in your house, you want to make sure that these things are all taken care of and maintained properly.
That's just it. Even so, Scott's a home inspector, but that was my point, Bob. Exactly. What a chance to get your questions answered. And then we turn to Chris Mancusco from Accurate Basement Repair, and you can talk about your foundation, your waterproofing. You can talk about wall rebuild, egress windows, crawl space, drain tiles. What about the sump pump down there?
Absolutely. Those two.
Yeah, those are the biggest issues that we actually run across a lot of times is people are getting these water intrusion issues, and all of a sudden we go to check it out, Paul, and guess what? That sump pump, it has to be plugged in. I know that seems odd, but folks, if you have a problem.
What if power goes out in a storm?
Power goes out.
That sump pump's not going to work unless I've got a backup generator.
Absolutely. A backup generator, a battery backup system.
And there's some pumps that have the battery backup, right?
There are.
There's a ton of different levels. They sell them at the big box stores. For some of you folks that are a little handier, you could probably put one in yourself. The biggest thing that you want to look for on those, for example, Paul, at your house, if your power goes out in Cedarburg regularly and it's going to be out for hours at times, you need to have not just one battery, but maybe batteries hooked up in series so it lasts a little bit longer because, the battery goes dead then you're, again.
I do have a battery backup sump pump, that I know, and I've only got one sump pump in my house. Scott, there's some that have two.
There are some that have two, and I was just going to say for the batteries, a lot of people don't realize they just go out and buy a car battery. What you want is you want what's called a deep cycle battery. They're going to last longer, and they work better. It's kind of like the guys in the boats that use a trolling motor, and that's what that battery's for.
Oh.
The regular car battery does not, they don't recover as well.
You get more cranking amps, which you don't need for the sump pump. You need just longer-term, steady current.
I get it.
And it's called a deep-cycle battery.
Boy, lots to think of, and really, that could save your basement if power does go out.
Especially with all these really, really nice finished basements, and I look at those, and they've got an old sump pump in there without a backup. There's another really interesting piece out now, too, if you're on city water. There is a backup sump pump that actually runs off of your city water.
So there's no electrical hookup, and that's an option for you too.
That's the water supply. That's right.
The biggest thing with the battery backups is that battery sits down there for 6 years, and now you need it, and now it doesn't work. Batteries do get old.
They do get old, and you got to keep on top of that.
Yes.
Just check it. You know, the maintenance is like the smoke alarms. What do they say, twice a year, daylight savings usually? You know, as a reminder.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
Yes, whatever it takes to remind you. Put it in your phone, whatever, but make sure they're working. We are going, and you know, who mentioned it, Scott? With the finished off lower levels now, Bob, I don't know how many homes percentage-wise, but more than ever, more than the rec rooms of the 70s, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. People are spending a lot of money on rec rooms, too. I mean, they're making the quality of the rec room the same as the quality of the main house.
We don't even really call it the rec room. Contractors say, please call it the lower level.
Exactly.
I still call it a rec room. And I do say, I'm in the basement, I'll look at this, and I'll say, you know, let me tell you something. As a person, I love a finished basement. As a home inspector, I hate them.
Because walls are
I can't see anything.
And Chris, that adds a whole new element to guys like you that are looking at the basement foundation. Now it's finished off.
Absolutely. It makes it much more difficult. There are some tools that we use, some sophisticated moisture meters and just some visual tools we can use from the outside.
Chainsaws.
Saws off. Take that wall right out. Yeah. Sorry, sir, this is part of your inspection. Yeah.
We had to look at it. What's better, block or poured concrete?
Well,
ooh, good question.
You better watch out for some of them old German masons. You don't want to be talking about
I know.
Poured. Yeah.
I know.
Craftsmanship.
So the craftsmanship of the block is still preferred?
Well, the tensile strength of a poured basement is definitely better.
With the block.
Compared to block. The strength of a poured basement is definitely better.
It is.
Yeah, poured basement is definitely better. But back, you know, in the day, a lot of the walls were built out of block because that, you know, we had old masons from...
And that's the way they did it.
That's the way they did
it. And before that, 100 years ago, it was fieldstone.
Correct. It was fieldstone. And we actually get less calls for fieldstone. Yeah, those aren't ever going anywhere.
It's like those are just expected to leak. So
yeah, those are just expected to leak.
It's like a bunker down there.
Yeah, it's like a little bunker down there. That's where you keep your wine cellar, you know.
Let's take some phone calls. Chris Mancuso's here. Accurate Basement Repair is, you have a website, and it's just that, accuratebasementrepair.com.
Absolutely, and that is a helpful tool. If you're listening today, visit the website. It will give you a lot of other avenues to look for and actually some instruction on things you can view in your own basement and kind of give yourselves your own little inspection. And then if you see some of the things that are mentioned on the website, then by all means call out for a more professional evaluation.
And Scott Lamar joins us, our own Inspector Gadget on WISN. And Scott's company, Honest Home Inspections, that's the website as well, honesthomeinspections.com. Or check out MilwaukeeMoldInspector.com. You also have MilwaukeeRadonTesting.com. And that brings up a whole new element. If folks want to call in about that radon testing, the environmental aspect of our homes, you
we
can
are
address that.
Our company is known for the environmental end, too. And we get a lot more inspections just because of we know that all our inspectors are certified in mold.
Air quality is such an important thing.
It is, and a lot of people are concerned about that too. So we can cover all that on a typical home inspection.
And of course, Bob Tarantino from Redefine Realty, he'll sprinkle in some thoughts about the market heating up and their commission at 3.99%. You can ask Bob questions if you're buying or selling a home. Let's go to the phones now. Callers are lining up like crazy. 799-1130 is our telephone number, or use the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line. That's 800-838-9476. We begin in Minnesota. Somewhere in Minnesota is John. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Where in Minnesota are you, John?
Just south of Minneapolis in a town called Burnsville.
Well, welcome to WISN. What's your question?
Great. Yeah, I used to live in Bruce City there, so I know all about Milwaukee. But I just recently purchased a house up here in the town, and I've got some water that's showing up. I don't know if it's from the line. It's in the corner. I mean, this house doesn't have any gutters either.
Well, it doesn't have any gutters, John. This is Chris from Accurate Basement Repair. And just so you know, if we come out there, we might have a little trip charge for you. Just so you know. So,
and a Vikings charge, too.
Free inspection.
Yeah, if you're a Vikings fan, yeah, that could be a problem, too. Hopefully you're a Green Bay fan. But you don't have any gutters on the house. I don't know a whole lot about Minneapolis, but... What I will tell you, if you don't have gutters on the house, that could be an issue, but you can also check your soil by digging a little hole outside to see if it's sandy soil, because there are a lot of places I know in that area that have sandier soils, and even folks that are listening in the local area, once you move farther west, especially, you get sandier soils.
And closer to the lake, you'll see clay-type soil, right?
Correct, unless you're really close to the lake.
Okay.
Then you'll have some sandy soils, too, like places like Superior or Lake Dry themselves, because you're getting closer to the lake itself. But if you have a sandier soil there, John, that might be a reason why the gutters aren't on. What I would do is look at your neighbor's houses, see if they also have gutters or if they don't have gutters. If it seems to be a geographical thing where most of them don't have that and you just move to the area, talk to your neighbors. Look for one of the old-timers that live around there, and they'll probably know a lot about what's going on. But again, if that soil is sandy, you generally don't need gutters on it. But if it is the clay-type soil that we suffer from here in general in Wisconsin here in the southeast, then you definitely want to get gutters on, and that could be one of the reasons why you might be having some seepage.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the phone call. Let's say I'm in Florida, and I do not have a basement. My house is built on slab, on grade. Do they have gutters?
In Florida, I don't believe so.
I think we need to go find out.
And they got all those clay tile rooftops, you know, and the just a different architectural style, of course.
It is.
But there's no basements.
No, they do try to manage the water underneath those slabs. There's, you know, a lot of the repairs that are done on the areas like Florida or Texas, they have to do with soil shiftings where the slabs crack in half. And when they crack in half, Paul, in those areas, that's where all the plumbing goes under. So if your slab lifts, all of a sudden you might get an odd smell in your house.
Ooh.
And you're thinking, yeah, it's somebody who didn't, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that could be bad.
That could be ugly. I never thought about that. And, of course, they don't have that freeze-thaw cycle like we do. That's just one more challenge we face in this state.
Correct, and that's one of the reasons why we don't have them on slab here.
We go to Karen in Milwaukee. Karen is next up on WISN, the Redefine Realty Show. Scott Lamar is a home inspector with Honest Home Inspections. And Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. We've got some lines open. This is a great opportunity for homeowners to call in with all those questions in your house. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. My question is, as far as I may be at the level where I have the stair like cracking in the walls and the brick wall foundation, and I understand that there's a certain amount or like an inch or 3/4 inch that you can have before excavation is required, where you can mount it with steel beams. What exactly is the number? Is it like a 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch, or what amount of leverage do you have there before you have to do some major fixing?
Well, it sounds like you've done some homework, huh?
Yeah,
you've done some homework, Karen. You're pretty close on there. There is some standards that are set up in southeastern Wisconsin, and they're called best management standards for foundation repair, and they were a big contributor of those were the municipal home inspectors from southeastern Wisconsin were big participants in these standards. The rule of thumb, and this is written too, but a lot of it has to do with not just the displacement, but displacement from original wall construction. Some houses weren't built quite plumb to begin with, and that's when you need an expert to evaluate it. But the rule of thumb is, Karen, if it's more than an inch of displacement from original wall construction, then you're looking at not only the reinforcements, but also excavation and wall straightening. And Paul, that's one of the most difficult parts, challenging parts, is straightening a wall with hydraulics. And that can start adding up a little bit. But if it's less than an inch of displacement from original wall construction, then you're looking at just putting in the reinforcements without excavation and wall straightening. That's kind of a nutshell kind of 101 on it, Karen.
So if it is exactly an inch, you have to do excavation?
Well, that would be, I guess if it's exactly an inch, if it's an inch or more, that'll depend on the size of the cracks and the amount of and where it's displaced. And that would definitely, you'd want a professional evaluation on that.
Your
for sure.
Your company does foundation restoration is what you do, right?
Absolutely, that's what we do.
And sometimes, Chris, you get an engineer involved?
Absolutely, and that's also, Scott brings up a good point. When you get into some areas where it might be a little gray, Karen, then you may want to seek the advice of a professional structural engineer.
The other question is, there's inside drain tiles, and are there outside drain tiles as well? Because I think I have water seeping in, and it looks like it's at the bottom of the, it's not at, where the house at the top of the basement, but at the bottom. So there are, this house is built in the 50s, so there's inside drain tiles there, right?
That's correct. There'll be outside drain tiles that you don't see. And what those outside drain tiles do is every 6 to 8 feet or so, they have what's called bleeders.
Correct.
Which will allow that water from the outside drain tile to get into the inside drain tile, and then we pump it back outside again.
That's correct. And if it's leaking low, like you had mentioned, Karen, generally that can be repaired by doing inside drain tile repair, which is much more cost effective than excavation. But if it's high water seepage, it's usually surface water related, like we had talked about earlier when Scott had mentioned about the grading being too high and coming over the top of the wall. That could be something that can create higher water seepage. And again, if it's low, it's generally inside drain tile. High water seepage is generally surface water related, grading, gutter, downspout thing. But if you're having multiple things like that going on, you should have somebody look at it. And by all means, we can take a look at that for you if you just call my office at 414-744-6900. Peggy will be there, and she'll set up an appointment for you to take a look at it.
Okay, so what do you – I know you mentioned before that you guys have quite a backlog. What do you think your backlog is for an estimate?
Could be, it depends where you live, though, too. It could be anywhere from 3 days to 2 weeks. But I would, what area do you live in?
Northwest side of Milwaukee.
Oh, then you're pretty close. You're probably looking about a week.
Okay.
Where is your company located, Chris?
We're located near the airport.
Okay.
We're
Oak Creek? South side?
St. Francis, technically St. Francis.
Okay.
Beautiful, the smallest city in Wisconsin, almost, is what they call it.
So, Karen, thank you for the call. That number is 744-6900.
And estimates are free.
And estimates are free.
I love that line.
It's a good point. Yeah, that's the theme of the morning.
That's why they're so backed up.
Thank you, Karen.
All American windows and doors. That's their line.
Thank you.
That is their line. Hey, good luck, Karen, as well. Now, you can do drain tile testing on homes, right, Chris?
Absolutely. Drain tile testing can be done. That entails either making holes on the inside of the house and running what's called a spud. And Scott's seen this done before. We run a spike down into the ground. It's about 7 feet long. It actually gets to the outside drain tile. And keep in mind, drain tile is not really tile. It's tubing. It's tubing.
It's a tube. Yeah, that always confuses people.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from. But, well, I guess the 1950s, that was kind of a tile.
It was kind of a tile.
But it's a tube tile.
Yeah, it was actually a tile back in the early 1900s. Farmers used to use it to drain their fields because they couldn't plant in them.
Oh.
So it's
like a hose, a tube. And there's gravel down there, too, at that at the foundation
bottom. Well, there's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So those of you who are building, it's always a good idea to pay the extra money to have it stone filled.
I watched from Carrick Builders, Bob, one of our guests on the show last week.
Yeah, they'll be on again today.
Oh, they are on today.
Our number two.
And they built our house in Saukville, and I watched them do that. I watched all that backfilling and the importance of gravel, Scott. It's huge, isn't it, for drainage?
Absolutely huge. Absolutely. And people don't realize that. A lot of time they'll ask me, if I put gravel here. Is that going to help? But if it's on the top, it's not really going to help because the water just works its way through the gravel.
We're talking down at the base of the foundation.
That's the whole idea why we want it down at the base of the foundation, mm-hmm. is that water works its way through. And there's
then
some
those
silt covers, too, in new construction. I know the old ones, eventually all that dirt works its way down into the tile. And
where does that water go?
Into your sump crock, right.
And then it pumps it out.
Usually clogs the bleeders is what we're seeing a lot of.
Yeah, clogged bleeders. And that's where that testing comes in that you had mentioned. And if anyone mentions drain tile testing, for those of you who are doing a real estate transaction, and I know a lot of the listeners listen to the show because they're either buying or selling,
mm-hmm.
And they come up in discussion, the drain tile testing usually entails making at least 3 holes on the interior of the basement and checking the flow of the water from each hole over to the sump crock. And if you don't have a sump crock, and I know you've seen these too, it's called a Palmer valve, and that's going to be in your floor drain. There are some other things that go on, but it gets so convoluted that you kind of keep it a little simpler.
Those two are the norm, yeah. You get a sump crock or a Palmer, but there are some oddballs out there too.
And they can be tested, so.
And it can be tested. If you are in the middle of a transaction and you need some testing, definitely do your homework on who is chosen to do the testing. And there are some independents out there that do it too, which are very reliable. Do your homework. Rely on your professional realtor, and they will give you some good advice, really good advice. So and your home inspector also will give you that advice if you're in the situation of buying.
Get some good questions to start the show. Spencer's jumping on down, up and down and waving his arms saying, I must break. He's really not, but he is saying it's time to break. At 9:35, I kind of forgot we had a break.
This may be a new record for the first segment, Paul.
I think it's the longest one ever.
Usually
Bob.
Jerry Bott helps us set all the records. So
he just doesn't take a break.
No, never.
we'll take a break, and then we're going to come back. We'll pay some WISM bills. How does that sound? And then we'll continue with your questions. Scott Lamar with Honest Home Inspections. And also, Chris Mancuso with Accurate Basement Repair. Join Bob Tarantino, your host on the Redefined Realty Show. So really, you can call in with the basement questions, foundation questions. Scott can answer all those mechanical questions in your home. If it's the furnace, if it's air quality, if it's mold, anything in your home. It's wide open, and we've got some open lines right now. So give us a call in the break. That's your best chance to get through. Here at WISM, the number is 799-1130. Or the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line is open at 800-838-WISN as we continue the Redefined Realty Show here on ISN.
Like so many of us, if you're craving more real estate knowledge and want to sell your house for the most money, join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. on the Redefined Realty Show right here on News Talk 1130 WISN. Full service MLS, Realtor.com, Zillow, and Trulia at Redefined Realty for only 3.99% at closing. Look for the blue post in a neighborhood near you. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsor.
Since 1961, Carrick Homes has been delivering innovative home designs in unique neighborhoods. Visit CarrickHomes.com. That is K-A-E-R-E-K-Homes.com. Or call 414-321-5300 to see how you can with Carrick.
Inspector Gadget is with us. He's Scott Lamar with Honest Home Inspections. Joining us is Chris Mancuso as well today. Chris's company is Accurate Basement Repair. So we'll get back to the calls in just a minute. Phone lines are open. It's this hour that you want to call up until 10 o'clock. Scott can answer any home questions, all of your mechanicals in home. Of course, the basement, waterproofing, and foundation questions for Chris are welcome as well. Bob, we haven't heard from you yet this hour. So
no,
now,
these guys are so good. I can just sit back and relax.
I know. Bob's been quiet here while we've been busy taking calls. And we need to at least mention Redefined Realty 3.99% commission. And what else is what's going on right now, Bob?
Well, we've still got an abundance of buyers out there and just not enough listings yet. Now, granted, the last maybe 2 weeks or so, the listings have picked up dramatically, but we still need more. So it's turned into a seller's market, and we haven't had that in 6 or 7 years now.
You think we're there?
Yeah. Sellers are getting asking price in a lot of cases. We've had
over asking price?
I was just made aware of a deal yesterday where it was, I'm trying to remember the numbers here, $269,000 property asking price, and it sold for $283,000.
Are you getting multiple offers then?
Oh, yeah. There was 6 offers on
the
table.
The whole counter
offers
and all that.
That's crazy.
So competition is good. This is a good thing. Well, do we need more inventory, more homes?
Yeah, we need homes badly. And keep in mind, if you've got a property that you've maintained well and, you know, it's in a desirable area, those properties are going to sell like hotcakes. So by all means, give us a call. Call other real estate companies, too. I mean, you should always get multiple opinions on what the house is worth. But ultimately, save yourself some money. You don't have to pay 6% to sell it. The market is just smoking hot right now. And we've got 20 agents waiting to take on new listings, and we need them bad. The whole market needs new listings right now. So if you've been kind of holding out, waiting for prices to improve, this is your time.
RedefinedRealty.com can get you started. In fact, you can start your listing process right on the website. It's that easy.
Yeah, it's really simple. Obviously, a phone call works. In fact, Corinne, she is at our office right now. So if you wanted to call and get the process started immediately today, you can give the office a call direct at 262-732-4000.
5800. Corinne will be there to take your call, but we've got a lot of other agents too, and depending on where your property is and what type of property it is, we can get the right agent out there. We've got experts in every marketplace. I mean, from, you know, Wauwatosa down to, you know, Racine and Kenosha, out towards Madison, and certainly up in, you know, West Bend and Cedarburg and Manitowoc even. We go up that far. Heck, we've done deals up in Door County and all over, even, you know, Minocqua and places like that. Those get to be a little bit more of a challenge, but they're fun to go up there and
see
these properties.
Isn't the new Packer, the Aberdaris, the Badger, isn't he the walk-on from Watoma? That's it.
Watoma? Yeah,
the
walk-on right
from
that.
Watoma, yeah. He is. What a story that is.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
A Watoma kid walks onto the Badgers.
I was glad to see that the Packers took him through. He's one of these guys. I think he's going to be a good pro.
He works his tail off, apparently. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he might be one of those guys. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take more phone calls for Scott and for Chris. But, Scott, I just wanted to ask you to take a minute here and explain the home inspection process, how it works for buyers and sellers alike. Give us the elevator speech.
Yeah, that's pretty basically what we do for a home inspection is we have a method. We start on the outside, try to do the outside. We do the roofs. Move our way into the garage. While I'm on the roof, I'm always looking at chimneys. Chimneys can be very expensive, so that's very careful to cover that as well. A lot of new houses don't have chimneys, but certainly the older ones, we always pay special attention to those. Roof, outside, garage. Once we move in from the garage, we move in and we'll do the kitchens and the bathrooms. Right after we do kitchens and bathrooms, we go in the basement. And the reason for that is as we're checking the rooms, we're running all the water. So oftentimes, you know, if there's a house that's been empty for 6 months or so, I'll let that bathtub run for quite a while because I want to try and fill that sewer lateral. Sometimes they're plugged, and that can be expensive as well. So really the goal behind this is to save you money. I mean, yes, certainly you're spending money to do this, but it's our protection for you as a client to make sure everything is proper. So we spend a lot of time in the basement. We spend a lot of time outside. Outside takes all the wear. Basement says the hole in the ground that everybody's always worried about, has all the mechanicals in there. And what we do once we're in the basement, we take that in sections. As I always say, you can't eat an elephant in one bite. So we look at structural, we move to plumbing, then heating, and then electrical. And then we go upstairs. Rooms are pretty easy. We're checking doors, windows, and outlets. Rooms go pretty fast. There's not too much goes wrong, and there may be a window occasional or a outlet with a reverse polarity or something.
You pop yourself up into the attic,
too. We always do attics last because we usually get dirty.
Scott comes out all covered in insulation every time.
Now, or, you know, if we're going to have a 100-degree day, we sometimes reverse that a little bit and we'll go up in the attic first.
But can you visually see mold if it's up there?
Sure.
Is it black?
Attics aren't usually finished.
No, they're not.
Sometimes they are.
Very rarely.
But, yeah, typically the mold in the attic is almost always black, and that's a cladosporium mold. Ever so common to see that. When we start getting into Penicillium aspergillus, which is like a green or a white mold up there, we've got a lot of water problems and very active water problems. So there is a difference we can tell based on the type of mold that's up there and what the issues are going on.
You know, you think of an older house, a 100-year-old home would have more issues than a home that's 10 years old.
Not necessarily.
I was just going to ask. That's not the case, right?
We see probably the most common attic mold that I'm seeing right now is, and there's a lot of good roofers out there, but there's a lot of roofers that don't understand attic ventilation. They're putting on a ridge vent, and they're not increasing the lower ventilation. So if you've got like three soffit vents that you look up underneath your soffit, you've got three soffit vents, you put a ridge vent on, you've changed the dynamics of the attic because that ridge vent is a huge exhaust vent, and it's got to have the intake in order to have the exhaust.
The intake is a soffit vent.
The intake is a soffit vent.
And if those are clogged.
If they're clogged or if there's not enough, which
or
is usually
how about
what
the painters that just paint right over them and they're painted shut? You've seen that.
We've seen a lot of those. In fact, even in our report, there's a little blurb in there. Yeah. So soffit vents have to be cleaned regularly.
You know, the exhaust fan in bathrooms, too. I told you about the, I saw on HGTV the toilet paper test. So many of those vents.
That's our scientific. Yeah, we do the toilet paper test often.
Just a piece of toilet paper?
One piece, just one little sheet.
And it should stick to the fan.
Out there. It should stick to the fan. Now, a lot of the fans are really dirty, too.
I've seen it in my own house. I get the vacuum cleaner out, and I'll go up there.
Yep, bring the hose up and just clean things out.
Clean
and
it will
make a big difference for you.
I mean, if it doesn't hold a piece.
That is. Yeah, that's family fun.
It's a Saturday afternoon at the Crown Forest House. We put toilet paper on our exhaust fans.
And you know, one of the things we've noticed about the exhaust fans, and I had the electrician tell me this recently, was he said, hairspray while the exhaust fan is on is sticky, and it sticks to the fan, and then all the debris sticks to the fan, all the dust and everything. So,
if you are using hairspray, maybe turn the fan off during that time.
Well, or clean it more often, one of the two.
One of the two, yeah. Well, I live with three women.
Three.
My daughters aren't women, I guess. They're girls. Well, one is now 18, so three females. Yeah. All right. So there's a lot of hairspray going on in this house.
There's probably a lot of moisture because the girls tend to take a longer shower than the guys
no
do.
No kidding.
So you do have a lot more moisture in the bathroom. And there's been a lot of bathrooms that I've seen where up above the bathroom we're getting mold there. The exhaust fan vents to the outside, but it's just that permeability, that moisture is going to get up into the attic.
Now, Scott, we talked to you about an inspection. After the break, I want to talk to Chris Mancuso, and how can he examine your foundation? What do they do when they inspect your foundation, your basement? He's with Accurate Basement Repair. From Honest Home Inspection, Scott Lamar, and of course your host is Bob Tarantino, and it's the Redefine Realty Show on News Talk 1130 WISN. Also, the weather, as Bob said at the top of the show, is improving. I'll give you the forecast from Fox 6 when we come back on WISN.
Expert in your neighborhood? Visit RedefineRealty.com and click on the red My Neighborhood button. Tell us where you live, and we'll send you real-time market updates straight to your email. You'll be the expert in your neighborhood. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsors.
For one of the most thorough home inspections and one of the most comprehensive reports in the industry, trust Honest Home Inspections and Milwaukee Mold Inspector. 262-424-5587. That's 262-424-5587. Or visit honesthomeinspections.com. Milwaukee Mold Inspector is a division of Honest Home Inspections.
Hi, Chris Mancuso here of Accurate Basement Repair. At Accurate Basement Repair, we fix your basement issues. Take a good look at your basement. Check the walls for cracking. Look down low for any signs of seepage. Don't risk your biggest investment. Accurate Basement Repair is your resource for foundation restoration and waterproofing. Call Accurate Basement Repair at 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900. Estimates are always free.
We are back, and there's your Inspector Gadget music. Scott Lamar was, getting a cup of coffee or men's room or something, so he missed it last time. He is Inspector Gadget from Honest Home Inspections, Scott Lamar, our guest today, along with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair, and they joined Bob Tarantino on the Redefined Realty Show. This is Jan calling from Milwaukee. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. My house is 1942. My water pressure, especially the hot water in the upstairs bathroom, is horrible, particularly if there's anything else on dishwasher, washing machine, but even when it's not. I'm getting it ready to sell, especially cosmetically. I'm doing all I can, but I cannot afford to put thousands and thousands of dollars into redoing the pipes downstairs or maybe going through the kitchen ceiling to have to, you know, repair pipes. What do they suggest? I do wait till an inspector comes from the buyer to, you know, take money off of the house.
Is your house on the market now, Jan?
Not yet.
But it will be?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Jan, the thing about it is if you address the repairs ahead of time before you have a buyer, you can choose the contractors and often get the repair done less expensively. Once you have that buyer on the table there and you've got a deal on the house, you've got to deal with what that buyer wants in addition to, you know, what your thoughts on the issue are. So
I understand.
Yeah.
That, but
so,
I do not have the money.
Right.
I think one of the things I want to point out here is because the water pressure is a little low in the upstairs bathroom, that probably would not be a deal killer.
Really?
I mean, if somebody really likes that house, it's probably something that they're going to deal with. And I don't think you're looking at thousands of dollars. The galvanized pipe, pretty basically, I'm sure you have galvanized pipe in there, and it probably looks a lot like my arteries right now.
Right.
It just builds up on the inside, and it gets smaller and smaller all the time. Right. And that's likely what's going on. I'm not aware of anything that you can put in the pipes to clean that out. But running one pipe up through there may be a lot simpler than you realize. So there are some plumbers that could do that for you. And if it's something that's really concerned you, I would at least get some prices on it. But at the same time, I think Bob will agree with me, it's not going to be a showstopper. If somebody wants that house, they're going to kind of deal with it and realize that they have to do a certain amount of work to it eventually.
Is it natural to have lower water pressure in an upstairs bathroom far away from the source?
Yes and no. You are going to get a certain amount of a pressure drop based on how high you're going and what your water pressure is in the neighborhood and things of that nature. Are you on city water or are you on a well?
Yes, city.
City. Okay, so you're dealing with some pretty good pressure there. I always check pressure at the laundry tub in the basement. It usually tells me where the most pressure is, but at the same time, I'll write down, you know, if I fire up the shower and it's kind of trickling out, then I will make note of it. But I haven't been aware of actually, you know, someone not taking the house because of that.
Yeah. What might you think would have to be taken off? Do you think like $10,000?
Oh, no. It doesn't sound like that kind of a problem. And like Scott said, too, it may very well not even be a big issue for the buyer. So I guess I wouldn't go out of my way to try to fix it right now. It may not be a bad idea to have somebody look at it just so you can get an idea of, well, if it comes down to this buyer walking from the deal, what's the realistic cost on this going to be? But, you know, chances are this is something that, you know, may very well be under $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Is that something you put on the disclosure, Bob?
Not
necessarily.
Water pressure, I don't know how you address
water
what
pressure
it's supposed
really
to
is
be,
very
so,
opinion-based.
Yeah, exactly.
I
agree.
That too. If
it was something that wasn't working, you know, that would be one thing. But if the pressure's low, I don't know that that's a disclosure type issue.
Did you ever see the Seinfeld where Kramer buys that black market shower head meant for elephants at the circus? And it knocks them over. And it is very opinion-based. What one guy thinks is too strong. Like, you go to a hotel and it's like, oh, my gosh, it's tearing its skin off me.
You know, keep in mind, too, this may be an issue that you're dealing with here. Sometimes the fixture itself gets kind of clogged and gunked up, and it may be as simple as just repairing that or replacing
that.
It. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Best of luck, and if we can help you sell that house, please let us know.
Oh, thank you.
Or
thank
do
you.
A pre-sale inspection for you.
Yeah, there you go. We've got it all covered, Jan.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck, Jan. Thank you. I think you eased her her thoughts about that a little bit, thinking 10 grand, I mean, it's a little high.
You know, the thing about home inspections and buyers and all that, there's two factors that come into play. Oftentimes, it's how the home inspector himself presents a problem. I've seen people get scared away and run away screaming over double taps and breakers. Well, that's an easy fix that can be done for, you know, a few dollars. At the same time, I've seen inspectors who show up and the entire electric panel is shot, and the buyer, because it was presented properly, so, okay, well, we can fix that. We
Absolutely.
Can get that worked out. So that's a big part of it. And other times, too, buyers come into the process knowing that there's going to be a certain amount of repairs. And they've budgeted, okay, we know we're going to come in and it's going to cost us $1,000 or $2,000 just to fix all the miscellaneous stuff.
Is there any house that's perfect?
No.
I've not found one. I've done new construction. We'll do new construction. I'll find things wrong in new construction.
Oh, yeah.
That's just it. And we talked about things being plumbed before in the show. I've had contractors say there's... It's very hard to find a perfect wall in a house. Every wall has got some movement in it. These are stick-built wood homes, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the basement, too. I mean, you're going to see your share of cracks in the floor.
We just did one basement this week that I measured the middle of the wall. It was out a half inch, and I went to the other end, and the other end was out a quarter. So it was not built right. So basically that wall was only out a quarter of an inch.
Sure.
And those cracks, Chris, is that a concern?
Well, I sit on the board for NARI. And I sit on an arbitration committee, and we actually have to arbitrate for people who have some remodeling issues, had a contractor in, and all of a sudden there's an issue or potential issue. And some of those things, what we usually refer to as the MBA standards, the Metropolitan Builders Association puts out a number of standards, and we will refer to those when we do a repair, like, you know, concrete settling or some things of that nature, some splits like you had mentioned in the...
Those little hairline kind of cracks
in the basement floors or walls. So there is some things we look at for that also.
After the break, we will give out websites, phone numbers, information for Accurate Basement Repair and Honest Home Inspections. Our guest today with Bob Tarantino, I'm Paul Kronforst, and it's the Redefined Realty Show on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And Trulia, when you list with Redefined Realty, you'll be on all those websites and many more. Best of all, our closing commission is only 3.99%. Visit us online at RedefinedRealty.com.
Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsor.
Since 1961, Carrick Homes has been delivering innovative home designs in unique neighborhoods. Visit CarrickHomes.com. That is K-A-E-R-E-K-Homes.com. Or call 414-321-5300 to see how you can with Carrick.
Back on News Talk 1130 WISN, it is time to give out some information as we wrap up hour number one of the Redefined Realty Show, and we'll start with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Member of NARI, obviously, you sit on the board, and you're down by the airport. Chris, will you serve all southeast Wisconsin?
All of southeastern Wisconsin we serve. Keep in mind, again, be patient when it's this rainy time of the year. Have a little patience, and we'll definitely want to help you out. Most of it, keep in mind, help yourselves by taking a look at that basement. Grab a flashlight, go on down, get a good look at it, and try to find things before they get worse.
You have a website, Chris, accuratebasementrepair.com. We can also call you. What's your phone number?
Absolutely. It's 414-744-6900.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
AccurateBasementRepair.com. Now we go to our Inspector Gadget. You've got several websites, Scott. Should we give them all here quickly?
Sure, sure.
It's HonestHomeInspections.com. That's Scott's company. MilwaukeeMoldInspector.com and MilwaukeeRadonTesting.com. We didn't talk much about radon, but in past shows we have. Certainly our listeners can call you about any of that.
Absolutely. Call us about anything. We're happy to help. We do have a, basically we've got a list of contractors that we work with, too. So if you're looking for something specific and you don't know anybody, all our contractors are screened by me. I know them personally, so I don't refer them unless we think they're going to do a really good job. And if they do a really good job, I don't care. If they don't, I want to know about it.
To reach Scott Lamar at Honest Home Inspections, what's your number, Scott?
It's 262-424-5587. 262-424-5587.
Great seeing you again.
Operators are standing by. She hates when I say that.
I would too, I think. Just standing there, just waiting for it to run. Now, Bob, we're going to be back after the news. We're going to switch gears a little bit next hour.
Yeah, we've got new guests coming on in hour number two, so we'll get right to that. And keep in mind, Corinne is at our office waiting for new listings to come in the door today.
She's standing by, too.
Oh, every real estate company out there right now is begging for listings. So let us help you out with that 3.99% commission.
Now, your website, redefinerealty.com, or they can call you.
Anytime, 262-732-5800.
Hour number two next after the news on WISN.
Welcome back. Another segment of the Redefined Realty Show. You can set up an interview with a Redefined Realty agent by clicking the yellow CMA button at RedefinedRealty.com. Visit our agents page, choose the perfect agent for you, and get a free comparable market analysis. Before we start, a quick word from John Reitz of Great Midwest Bank.
Hi, it's John Reitz from Great Midwest Bank. For 78 years, Great Midwest has specialized in locally serviced mortgages. Mortgages are what we do. So whether you're looking to buy, build, or refinance, visit GreatMidwestBank.com to learn more about our great service, great rates, and more. Great Midwest Bank, simply local, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hour number two is back on News Talk 1130 WISN as we continue the Redefined Realty Show with Bob Tarantino. We have switched gears entirely for this hour, Bob, and we will welcome our guests, including John Schlegel back from Carrick Homes and Nuns Design Showplace. Is that right, guys? Did I get that right?
You got it right.
All right. Adam Nunn is here. Ross Blount is here. We'll get to all of that in just a second. Bob, we didn't even talk to you in the first hour of the show.
No, I'm quiet when those guys are in.
And you will be this hour, too. But a few housekeeping things to take care of at the top of the hour. We always start with your commission, 3.99%, RedefinedRealty.com.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, there's a lot of real estate companies out there. There's tons of agents. There we go. I had to hear the end of the song there.
I know.
That's the best part. So there's 5,000 agents here in Metro Milwaukee, Southeast Wisconsin, however you want to look at it, and a bunch more throughout the state. There's a lot of good agents. There's a lot of agents that are kind of part-timer agents, and you don't really want to get involved with the part-time agents. You want a full-service, full-time agent that's, this is what we do for our careers. We know the real estate market inside and out. But when you're getting ready to hire a real estate agent,
definitely have a couple of different opinions. You want to have a couple people out to your house, tell you about all the things that you can do to improve it. Some of them are going to be very inexpensive things. It might be just throwing some mulch out in the front yard to kind of spruce it up. It might be replacing that broken doorbell. But get a couple different opinions on that type of stuff, as well as the price that your house should be listed at and the price that it's going to sell at. The market is hot right now. You don't need to pay 6% to sell your home. That's the whole point that we're trying to make on the show. And each and every week we're bringing in guests, like, you know, last hour with Chris from Accurate Basement Repair and Scott from Honest Home Inspections. We've got a lot of great contractors out there that can really help you through the process too. And these are the guys that we work with our clients. Whether you're buying or you're selling, we refer you to these people when there's an issue that needs to be addressed one way or the other. Then we switch gears here to hour number two, and we've got John Schlegel back from Carrick Homes. John's sitting over there quietly, and we've got we're lacking one microphone in the studio today, so John's going to grab that. How are you, John?
Very good. Good to be back.
Good.
Welcome back, John.
Thank you.
Carrick Homes is one of our builder sponsors, and spectacular homes, and you know what, that $300,000 to $500,000 price range, that's kind of the bread and butter for you guys?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been very, very solid, so Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're going to talk to John as we go through the show and get some model hours that are open and the locations of those. You're going to want to see Carrick Homes. There's so many people that we work with on the buying side that start looking for houses, and they can't find an existing house that they really like.
So many memories for me. I went through my first model home. It was a Carrick Home, and we built with you. It was actually the first model we went through.
You'll never forget your first, right?
Yeah, many ways.
In many ways.
Yeah. So when you get through that process and you're working with one of our agents, if you run into that situation where, you know what, we just can't find what we want, we're going to refer you over to Carrick Homes. You're going to want to talk to them about a new house that maybe is existing already and you can close and move right in, or maybe it's something that you want to spend the time and build and customize. And John, you know, we'll talk about all the different options and different things as we go.
Yeah,
but
Carrick Homes has a showroom.
Oh, my. The showroom.
Fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
That's on Lincoln Avenue in West Allis. What's the high school right across the road? I always ask.
Nathan Hale.
So that's easy to find. Now, I want you to introduce, and we'll get to our guest this hour from Nunn's Design Showplace. They're located in Waukesha. Both Adam Nunn and Ross Blount are here, but maybe explain a little bit. We'll start with you, Adam, about your company, what you do, and then how you work with Carrick Homes.
So we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. And,
happy anniversary.
Yes, we're getting old, I tell you. Needless to say, we've been a great partnership with Carrick Homes now for many years. Mike Carrick and their whole team over there has just been wonderful to work with. At Nunn's, what we do is we're a one-stop shop, so flooring, cabinets, countertops, and now recently appliances. And with Carrick Homes, we do the majority of their countertops as well as some of their cabinets and hopefully some appliances here pretty quick as well. So it's kind of nice. We offer free design services as part of the process if you come into one of our showrooms. And obviously today, time is money, and when you can come and stop at one place, it's kind of nice for a lot of people. So
I'd like to introduce Ross Blount as well and talk about your role, Ross, and what do you do over at Nunn's?
Well, I'm leading the appliance effort along with Dave Arnold, who's not here with us today. And what we've brought to the table with Nunn's, first of all, Adam approached us with the unfortunate announcement of American TV closing their doors. I was a former American employee, and Adam approached me literally a half an hour after the announcement and had a great idea.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah. We've been partners. We were partners with them for a long time, American and Nunn's, and so we had a great relationship. And Adam approached me and said, got an idea, got a thought, want to be a part of it. And didn't take long. He referenced the one-stop shop, and
that's a perfect tie-in.
Yes, it's a great tie-in.
Now, when we talk about appliances, I mean, there's the fridge, there's the stove, there's cooktops. What am I missing? There's all kinds of new gadgets out there, and the bells and whistles in kitchens are amazing.
Right. With what we've got at Nunn's and what we have with our team is we've got a really good group of people with tons of experience through the years, all serving the builder trade. We're not a retail-focused operation, so when people come to us, we're talking from the ground up, cooktops, wall ovens, you know, cleaning products, dishwashers, washers, dryers, built-in refrigeration. You know, we can do any home, you know, from $100,000, you know, duplex spec home all the way up to the multi-million dollars with the products that we offer.
That's the appliance side of things at Nunn's. And then, Adam, you talked about cabinetry, countertops, flooring as well, I think you said, right?
Correct.
And I'm looking at photos on your website. It's incredible. Some of these glass tiles, by the way, like the backsplash in a home, how they play off the countertops, whether that's granite or solid surface, are just beautiful to see. And then you add some lighting, and they sparkle.
They make it shine.
Yeah, it's cool. How do you work with Carrick then on that? The homeowner gets involved with Carrick, and then you get involved?
Yep. What happens is Carrick, obviously with their design showroom, which is fabulous from a builder standpoint, they actually work with the clients directly in their showrooms. What we do is we supply our products and in their showrooms. They, Jackie and her team over there, Carol and all the designers, I think you guys have 5 or 6 designers over there, John. They'll actually work with the clients themselves, and what we do is we supply the product in their showrooms. What happens, and they make the selections, and then we obviously supply the product as well as the install. From a countertop standpoint, we actually have the largest granite facility in the state of Wisconsin.
No
so
kidding.
We manufacture all the granite as well as quartz products. We've got over 3,000 slabs in stock right now, so a lot to pick from.
Does the homeowner then pick out that slab?
Yes, that is it's an option. A lot of times right now we actually have a service where people, time is money, and they want to make a decision now. They'll come, they'll see a sample, and then what we'll do is we'll actually email them a layout of their kitchen. So instead of them having to go and physically look at the slab, we actually can send a slab layout so people look at that way too. But that is an option as well.
You know, I got to jump in on the whole idea with these granite slabs and all that. One of the most fun things you're ever going to do when you're building a house is go to the shop where they have all the slabs and just spend an hour or two walking through and looking at these things. It's so awesome.
Well, granite's got its own. Each piece is unique.
Correct.
Their own little characteristics, the swirls and everything like that. You know, on your website, I've noticed some other trends, too. The backsplash in kitchens, yeah, you see tile, and it depends on your choice of color and glass or whatever. Bathrooms, the tile on some of these pictures are going all the way up to the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing a lot of new design trends out in the market.
Yeah.
You're seeing a lot of brick lay, 12x24, and or decorative stuff. And the showers right now, if you don't have a walk-in shower, that's kind of the hot trend.
It's
You've got the glass, you've got the decorations and the pattern pieces. And obviously our designers as well as the designers at Carrick, we work well together and create a beautiful home for people. You know,
at this point, I'll jump in and just say if anybody has questions about any of the things that we're talking about from Carrick Homes and building a new house and how that works, that process, or questions on cabinets, countertops, flooring, appliance questions, and how that ties into your new house or your remodeling project, give us a call at 799-1130. The Acunet Mortgage toll-free line is 800-838-9476. And I just want to turn to John Schlegel quickly from Carrick. This is really, when you talk about a one-stop shop, they can stop by Carrick's showroom and see all of these products we just talked about in one room, in one building.
Yeah, basically, if the customer is so inclined, they can call the office and talk to Mary and set an appointment with the design staff. It's by appointment. We're very busy right now, but we can go through everything with the customer right in one location at our main showroom on 116th and Lincoln during normal business hours. There's a few weekdays that we go till 7 o'clock, but definitely give us a call at 414-321-5300. We'd be glad to meet with you or your broker. We do a lot of business with the broker network in the Milwaukee area, and they bring us great customers, and we've got probably 40 or more quick ready-move homes right now under construction.
That are built and ready to be moved in?
Well, they're under construction right now, but what we can do for the customer is, let's say they're interested in a home in Muskego. We can bring the palette out with all the color selections that Jackie and her staff have made.
Oh, and they can still pick them out.
They can still pick them up or see what's already been selected. And a lot of times, they're fine with what's already been selected.
Sometimes it's almost easier that way. It's almost a catch-22. And Adam and Ross, I'm sure you go through this too. There's more available now product-wise in tile and cabinets and countertop than ever before, which is good if a customer. But it's also, oh my gosh, I got 100 choices here. Where do I even start?
You know, we're seeing that a lot with clients these days. They'll walk in one of our showrooms and they kind of get lost a little bit. And they say, oh, my gosh, how am I going to make a decision? So
tile is one of those things, by the way.
Correct. Tile's huge, especially on the decorative side. You've got thousands of options to pick from. That's why we obviously tell you to work with someone that knows the industry, kind of gets your color palette of what you're looking for. We actually want people to bring in pictures or, you know, things that inspire them. And it helps our design staff actually say, okay, here's the type of room you're looking for. This is the type of transitions that you're looking, you know, paint colors and cabinets and tops and flooring, and they put it all together.
I was going to say, it's got to tie together at some point, right?
Correct.
You don't want the kitchen to look like a little bit of everything and all eclectic, unless I guess that's the look you're looking for.
Well, some like that look. Some like that look. You know, you get a lot of different people that have different ideas of what they want, and to each person, it's a part of who they are, what they are, and obviously want them to love their home at the end of the day. And the nice thing is if it's at Nunn's or if it's at Carrick, the designers at both staffs make that dream come true.
I got to ask Ross if stainless steel appliances are still all the rage, and is that a timeless appliance?
I believe it is timeless because of the fact that foundation started in the commercial kitchen. And if you go to any restaurant today or 30 years ago,
it all looks like that.
It's all stainless
steel. It could have been 1965 and it was stainless steel, right?
Right. And we're seeing, I wouldn't say we're seeing a de-emphasis on it, but I think, you know, people will tend to make the cooking product, the centerpiece, for example, a large professional range, 30, 36, 48 inch range. They may make that the centerpiece of their home, and of course, that's going to be stainless. And they'll do something to either hide that hood or they might have a stainless hood above that. And then they'll minimize the stainless a little bit more now, not necessarily going with the large refrigerator and stainless, but they'll panelize that. And there's more products coming out, integrated columns, refrigeration columns, freezer columns that you can fully integrate into the home where you don't even see them.
When you say panelize, that's, in other words, kind of concealing that fridge, right? Putting the wood panels over it?
Yes. Integrated refrigeration has been out for quite a while, and that literally looks like a piece of furniture. People will walk into your kitchen. You can put stainless on it as well, but you can truly match the cabinetry that you've got in your kitchen. And now there's columns coming out so people can completely separate a refrigerator column on one side of the kitchen if they want. Hide a freezer column on the other, under-counter products that are integrated.
Well, so, like you mentioned under-counter products, like a wine refrigerator,
yes,
something like that.
Yes.
All lit up. Does that look cool or what?
Yes. Those are becoming. Those have been popular for a while since the emphasis stepped up by a couple of the major manufacturers of that under-counter product, and it just continues to go.
You can build those into the kitchen island if
absolutely
you'd like as well. Looks very nice. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls. If you've got any questions, John Schlegel from Carrick Homes. I want to get some websites, too. It's carrickhomes.com, John, right?
Yeah, www.carrickhomes, K-A-E-R-E-K, Homes.
I'm glad you spelled it because I was going
right
to do
it's
it.
A little tough.
That extra E you've got to get in there.
Yes, right. K-A-E-R-E-K. It's CarrickHomes.com for more information. Adam Nunn is here from Nunn's Design Showplace in Waukesha with Ross Blount. Adam, what's your website, and where are you located in Waukesha?
We're located at 1616 Paramount Drive in Waukesha, right across from the, it's the old Signature Lighting Building, is actually the building that we're in, and our website is www.nunns.com.
Yeah, there's an O in there. No U.
No U.
Like none. Okay,
no
none.
U.
I wrote that down myself when I checked it out online. You got a cool website, too. There's a lot of cool pictures up there. That's where I saw the tile going up to the ceiling. You know, you look back, Bob, like I did some remodeling,
mm-hmm,
and you could, in hindsight, I should have done that. I had to think about all these things. In hindsight, one thing I did recently is heated floors, and I think we talked about this, John, with you, right? That's becoming a really big trend right now. And kind of learn, you know, when you build a house, you're always making change orders and making changes along the way.
Well, the neat things, there's so many new products out there. You know, you talk about the heated floors and the tile and all that. There's just so much more than there was 15, 20 years ago. And you can actually make your house unique now. It doesn't have to be a cookie cutter kind of thing. You know, back 90s, mainly in the 90s when we were building houses so fast, everything looked the same. There's nothing unique about them
now. The planning desk in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had
the same look.
Everybody had the same granite and the same floors and the same siding and the same everything. Now it's just you can customize that place and make it yours, and that's what's so neat about it.
We'll be right back. And, by the way, if you've got questions, we've got lines open for you at WISN. The number 799-1130 or the AccuNet Mortgage toll-free line is 800-838-9476. It's the Redefined Realty Show with your host, Bob Tarantino, on WISN. We are back on WISN. I don't think we even knew we were back, Bob. We're all in here talking about everything. It's like a party. I never saw so many people in this building on a Saturday out in the hallway. You know, what's going on?
We get all these guys in here that are, you know, all these different aspects of building a house and selling a house and stuff, and there's so much to talk about. We talk about it off the air, and then, oh, my gosh, commercial breaks over. We got to get back on the air.
I almost forgot we're doing a radio show. John Schlegel joins us. He's back in studio from Carrick Homes. And for the first time we've on the show, and we're learning a lot about Nuns Design Showplace, they are located in Waukesha. That's Nuns with an O. Is there one N in there then, Adam? Or there's two N's. N-O-N-N-S. Nuns Design Showplace. Adam Nunn is here. Ross Blount is here, along with John from Carrick. And, of course, Bob Tarantino as well. We're talking about all the homes, you know, that Carrick has built, Bob, and maybe we'll work John in here in the second segment of the show to talk more about that. I think, John, you said 40 at the moment.
Yeah, approximately 40 quick-move homes currently under construction with Carrick.
And some of those we could pick out, countertop, carpet, flooring, things like that?
Yes, yeah. And then I have two homes specifically that are available for immediate occupancy in the Fox Lake Village neighborhood in Waukesha, which is right near Waukesha West and Fox River Park. Two beautiful ranches, 2,700 square feet for Westmore Elite, and that's our highest level specification for interior finishes. Just a gorgeous home, open concept design, four-car garage with a lot of these homes. Staircase from the garage to the basement. Basement height.
And a four-car garage, too.
Right. In three cars, four cars. And we also have a two-story in there also at 2,833 square feet, four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, second-floor utility, mudroom with five lockers. And they're all ready to go. Concrete driveway, walk, porch in the back. Just a fantastic specification for these homes, and they're available right now for immediate occupancy.
Do you have models open this weekend today?
The model hours are noon to 4, Saturday and Sunday. You can reach me at 414-324-4216. And then we also have homes available in Prairie Pathways in Caledonia. Wonderful area for growing families. Right now we have a two-story, a Wilshire one, there for $244,990, and we also have a Rosewood, which is a wonderful ranch for maybe somebody who's even downsizing or a growing family. Wonderful master bedroom, $239,990 on the lot complete with the hardscape.
And, of course, all the information on the model hours and such is at carrickhomes.com. Adam and Ross, just some questions about your product when it comes time to countertops. Adam, is it all granite right now?
You know, granite's still the most popular top out there that we're seeing, but you are starting to see, you know, every 10 years there's trends. And granite's been the hot thing for the last 10 to 15 years. You know, prior to that it was Corian, prior to that it was laminate. You know, you're starting to see a lot more people ask for quartz. It's kind of becoming the hot trend lately. The one difficult thing with quartz right now is the price is still a little bit more expensive than granite. So, but you are starting to see people ask for something different besides granite. But granite still has probably 80% of the market share from a top standpoint.
Is quartz the stuff that's kind of a manufactured product? It looks kind of like granite to a certain degree?
Yep, correct.
Okay.
They're trying to make it look as similar to granite as possible because it is man-made. It doesn't need to be sealed. It doesn't stain. There are some advantages to it. There are some disadvantages compared to granite.
Yeah, I've always kind of noticed that. I mean, the quartz product is awesome in that it's strong and, like you say, it doesn't stain and all that kind of stuff. But you don't necessarily get the same character that you get from granite, which is, I think, why granite probably still stays popular and probably always will be. But people kind of, you know, I've had granite on my countertops now for 10 years, I want to say, and you know, I'm Italian, so I'm making spaghetti sauce all the time, and you can do a lot to the granite before you ever start really worrying about stains and all that, and that's always been one of the fears that people have, is they're going to spill some grape juice and the granite's ruined forever, and it just really doesn't happen that way.
No, and they talk about the maintenance of granite. I think we seal ours once a year. I don't think that's very maintenance-heavy.
No, if you properly seal it up front, we use a three-step sealing process. You typically can get up to 5 years with the initial seal.
So that's it. I mean, outside of that, you got to clean them.
clean them. Stay away from abrasive, harsh chemicals. You know, we tell people do not use Windex on your granite.
Why is that? Because it's porous?
Well, what it does is it actually eats away at the finish on top.
Oh, I see.
And so what happens is over time, it'll dullen the shine if it's a polished top. So we just tell people don't do
Windex is for glass, really, anyway, right?
I've got a great question for you. When you've got the fixture there, the water's coming out, and sometimes you got the sprayer and all that, and you start getting that white film on the granite right around there, and it's just the calcium and deposits and stuff from the water, right?
Correct.
What's the best way to clean that?
There's a couple options you have. One would be used actually a razor blade. A lot of times we'll actually just wipe it right off.
Now that I would have never thought of.
Sometimes it depends the type of cleaner you're using as well. You know, a lot of people get their cleaners from Home Depot, and they've got all these abrasive stuff, and sometimes that actually makes the film a little tougher, but that's typically what we tell people to do. Use a razor blade and just scratch it off. You'll be fine.
What's hot in the flooring area right now? You've got tile, carpet, hardwood, all of the above. What's trending hot?
So I actually was in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago at the Coverings Convention, and there's a lot of new trends that you're seeing. You're seeing a lot of, on the tile side, I'll start on the tile side, you're seeing a lot of tiles that they're trying to make wood-looking tile. On the coasts, it's becoming extremely, it's the hot product.
That means it'll get here in about 2 years.
Maybe five.
a little behind you.
No, but the main thing that we're seeing in our market here in the Midwest is, you know, people still want the real wood. Out on the coast, they don't have the issue of this cold weather like we do. And down in Florida, you're seeing all these wood looks, but they don't have the freeze thaw that we do. And obviously, tile in the winter gets cold. So from a cost standpoint, more people are going with real traditional wood just because a lot of the wood is manufactured up here in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get that cold feel, especially in the winter. So from a wood standpoint, look, we're seeing a lot of wide plank, 7-8-inch wide.
Ooh, I love
boards.
That look.
Yeah, and then you're seeing a lot of they're trying to make a lot of the woods different colors. So
darker stains, are they back?
Dark's still in, but you're starting to actually see a lot more of the grays and the whites and the lighter tone colors that have the distressed look in the wood. You're seeing a lot of those be released. 2 weeks ago, that was the majority of what you saw.
I've noticed lately, too, with a lot of the hardwood floors that I'm seeing going into houses, they've got almost a texture to them, so to speak. Is that when you say distressed, is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, correct.
They're not smooth like the old ones that would look like glass, you know, once you polish
them. Like a high school gymnasium basketball floor?
Yes. The reason why you're not seeing that is because you can see everything, mm-hmm. you know, with that shine. You know, someone has a high heel and you see that indent on the wood, especially if it's a softer wood. That's why you're seeing the distressed look, because it hides more. You're seeing more hand scraping.
Good for family life with pets and kids, right?
You drop a coffee cup in the kitchen and it leaves a dent in the floor. If you got the shiny glass-like floor, now you see that done forever.
Yeah, that's a good point. Does anybody put carpet in their homes anymore?
You know, carpets, you're seeing a lot less carpet being put in. You really are. You know, I was doing a takeoff yesterday, and it's a 5,000-square-foot house, and there's 3 bedrooms that are getting carpet in. That's it. The rest is all hardwood, hard surface. And
I like that idea. The bedroom, for some reason, it gives you that cozy, warm feeling. It's carpet.
Correct.
But then the rest of the house, if it is hardwood floor, you can add an area rug.
Completely correct on that.
And add colors any way you want. But you're right about that. You're seeing less and less carpet. John, you want to chime in at Carrick? I mean, what are homeowners doing when they build homes? Do you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. And we're basically coming out with a brand new series of homes called the Coastal Collection. To basically show customers that it doesn't have to be white bread. You know, we're changing the way we're doing things with the way we're finishing the homes, taking into account the engineered wood floors with the distressed look and the gray tones. And we've developed a model series called the Coastal Collection, and one's actually under construction as we speak out in Fox Lake Village. It's the Cambridge Coastal. Nautical style light fixtures.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, paneled walls, all sorts of different, really unique features.
And different for Wisconsin, where homes tend to all look the same.
Right, we're on the cutting edge of this. I think the younger crowd really is going to appreciate what we're trying to do, the differentiation in the marketplace that we're trending towards, and we're trying to accommodate the customer. That's what they're really into.
Not so generic. The McMansions of the 80s are built. They were huge, cavernous homes with the cathedral vaulted ceilings. But, Bob, they didn't have much character, it seemed like. And everybody thought, well, if I sell the house, I need to keep everything vanilla and generic color-wise. I think that is kind of turned, and people are building for their own taste.
They are. And really what happened, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, people spent all their money building big. They wanted as big a house as they could possibly get.
It was all about quantity.
Right, and you sacrificed the quality in order to get the quantity. And now we're seeing the opposite, at least in my opinion, John. You tell me if this is different from what you guys see, but people are shrinking the house down a little bit, saying, I don't need all this square footage that I have to heat and clean and maintain and everything else. But by saving the money on the square footage, I can do some really nice things with walk-in showers and tile in the kitchen and the backsplash and fancy up the house a little bit so it's actually got character again.
It's a cliche, quality over quantity, but it's true.
We lost character. I mean, there was a 25-year stretch where there's just no character in the houses anymore. And I hear it all the time, people, oh, these old houses with all the fancy woodwork, and we don't get that anymore. Well, we're starting to come back to it again.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Oh, definitely. Customers are very style conscious. They really know what they want, and they're not going to accept anything but what they want. They're not going to go through the process of building unless they can get it exactly how they want it. And it's a feel. It's more than just the nuts and bolts of it. It's a feel that you get when you walk into a place, and that's what we're trying to accommodate the customer.
I want to bring Ross into this because as much as we talk about, you know, quality over quantity and getting homes characteristics that come out, technology is here. It's not going away. And homes are more technology driven than ever before. And appliances are a big part of that.
Yes. We're starting to see, especially on the high end and some of the built-in products, you're starting to see the opportunity present itself for you to communicate with your appliances via your iPhone, your Android, whatever it may be that you have in your pocket.
I've got an app on my phone that controls my speakers, my lighting, my door locks, and people thought I was a freak when I first got it. I was like, well, that's overkill.
That's good stuff.
It's like, you don't get it. I don't need the remote anymore. My kids have the remote downstairs. Who cares? I pull out the iPhone, hit the app, and my surround sound is on. Speakers outside, I hit outdoor zone, it's on. We're not going backwards. In 5-10 years, everybody's going to be doing this.
Yes. Yes.
It's just going to be part of your smartphone.
Every year when we go to the shows, the trade shows in Vegas or Florida, the kitchen and bath show or the home builder show, you're just seeing more of this stuff come out. And it's really starting to work its way
cameras.
Through the kitchen.
Security cameras, another one. You can look at your phone at work and just check up on your home. You're on vacation.
Right.
How's the home doing? That kind of thing. The babysitter's there. What's she up to?
Yep, the home automation. Yeah,
where's the dog crapping? You know, what that kind of thing. Well, and what you mentioned before, Adam, I think we are about 5 years behind from the East and West Coast. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Let them try it out and see how it works.
Yeah, we'll let them try it out. Some of those trends, they don't always work. But the funny thing was one of the trends they were talking about when I was out in Vegas a couple weeks ago is how oak is becoming big again on the coast.
No!
And, I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, and out in New York, I had dinner with a guy from New York. What they're doing is they're making it real dark, and they're coloring the oak to give it a little bit more texture. But
do you see the grain? Is that...
You see all the grain, and hey, I said, we just got out of the oak phase here in Wisconsin a couple years ago. You know, now it's maple and birch and...
Cherry.
And cherry and...
even alder.
You know what happens, though? Everybody moves to the cherries and the alders and the maples and all that, and nobody has oak. And then all of a sudden everybody says, well, since nobody else has oak, I want oak. That's how the trend comes back around.
I can't believe oak is coming back, if that's the case. Every home had oak everywhere in Wisconsin. The trim, the baseboards, the doors, you name it. Everything was oak, right? The cabinets?
Everything was oak.
We'll see. Everything is cyclical. It does come back. If we ever go back to shag carpeting, though, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah.
Or some form of it.
Orange shag.
Oh.
You know how many houses I've been in that have orange shag?
Still,
yeah. It's like, you know, we should think about getting rid of that.
For under $1,000, you could probably replace mm-hmm. that, Bob, mm-hmm. and sell the house. A quick break. Oh, what's your phone number at Nuns? Nuns Design Showplaces in Waukesha. Adam, what's your number there?
It's 262-446-6810.
And along with Adam Nunn and Ross Blount from Nunn's Design Showplace in Waukesha, John Schlegel joins us today, CarrickHomes.com, for more information. And they've got their models open today, and I believe, John, noon to 4 today and tomorrow.
Noon to 4, Saturday and Sunday.
Right. And CarrickHomes.com has all that information as well. They got a great showroom. You talk about a one-stop shop. It's on Lincoln Avenue in West Allis. And Bob Tarantino is here. It is the Redefined Realty Show on WISN. We'll be right back. Stick around. We are back on News Talk 1130 WISN. We briefly mentioned technology earlier in the show. And just on the commercial break, Adam was telling me, Adam Nunn is here from Nunn's Design Showplace. Ross Blount joins us from Nunn's. And then Carrick Holmes today with John Schlegel. John told us about this, Adam, weeks ago. He was talking about, you know, there's a Corian countertop where I can lay my iPhone down or tablet, and it's going to automatically get a charge or charge. That blew me away. So I asked you about that on break. I want you to explain how that works. Then you talked about cooktops or countertop where we can actually cook as well. And I want you to explain all of that. We got to get your mic on. Okay,
there
now you can go.
There we go. There we go. Yes, so one of the cool things that Carrick Homes is doing in one of their parades this year is actually in their drop zone in the mudroom, they're actually making it where, you know, you drop your keys, you drop your phones when you get, you know, in from the garage. Inside the actual Corian top, underneath there, there's a essentially a hot zone where you can just set your phone down and it automatically charges.
Without plugging the phone in.
Without plugging it in, correct.
Now, that's cool.
Yes, very cool. Great idea by Jackie over there at Carrick. When she called me on the idea, she said, hey, what do you think? I said, I think it's awesome. Now, I don't think you need it everywhere in your house, but obviously the main areas where people drop their keys.
Like where the docking station would be.
Correct, completely correct.
Maybe the mudroom has it or something.
Mudroom or, yeah.
Part of the kitchen.
Part of the kitchen. A desk area.
I want this really bad.
I predict,
so sick of plugging in my phone.
This is going to be something that goes crazy everywhere. You're going to go to the bar and have a beer, and the countertop or the bar top is going to have that same kind of thing. You'll set your phone on there.
You'll see 10 other phones all sitting in one area.
You'll buy end tables for the house. You know, same thing. You're watching the TV. You got the football game on. You set your phone on the end table, and same thing. It's going to charge.
You're down to 20% on your iPhone. By the end of the Packer game, you're going to be at 100%.
It's going to be a crazy technology.
What was the other piece of information regarding cooking?
Yep, so one of the really cool things that I saw when I was out in Vegas was they're actually doing, in Europe, they're testing a couple different tops. It's actually a porcelain top slab. And what happens is they're building it in where induction cooking can be done directly on the top itself. And so right now they are in the test phase. You know, Europe's a lot more advanced from the technology standpoint than we are here, but I think you're going to continue to see this trend move forward, and who knows what other categories it might happen. But, you know, within the next 5 or 10 years, I think you're going to see something pretty cool.
How can Europe be ahead of us? Their women don't shave their armpits over there. Their what the heck is going on? I love this technology. When you talk about cooking on a countertop, I can just envision that. You know, instead of the cooktop or maybe incorporated with the cooktop, it's another area to do that. And Ross, before we stop talking about technology, you look at all these cooktops out there right now. Ovens, they all seem to be digital. And do you need to be a rocket scientist to program these, or is it easier than ever?
I think it's easier than ever. It's all menu driven. So you can come up to ovens and you can just select a food type. You know, select your program first. You're going to bake, and then you select your food type. Then it'll just continue to drill down, asking for quantity, size, and it's all there for you.
And that's all appliances, even dishwashers, all of that stuff.
It's you know, your higher-end dishwashers will have some scrolling displays for the most part, but everything really, you know, a lot of it works you from left to right, you know, the logical steps in your progression of how you want to set something up, and you're good to go.
Microwaves, I've heard about the pull-out drawer microwaves or under the counter. Have those taken off, kind of?
Yes, there's a lot of manufacturers out there now that there's primarily one manufacturer, but there's other suppliers that are having them private labeled because it's something to be, you know, it's a nice product. The microwave has always been somewhat of an afterthought. People didn't want to put it on the countertop, took up too much space. Well, then they had the built-in trim kit, and you know, it's somewhat unsightly when you put it above a wall oven and you got this trim kit.
And you don't want to set it just on your on a countertop, like at a 45-degree angle, because it takes up space.
Right. So, a lot of people were hiding these at the end of an island and, you know, cubby or whatnot. And the drawer integrates real nice. And you can find several different spots for it. It's convenient, safe.
Kitchen island, John, from a Carrick Homes perspective, the islands are extremely popular, right?
For multiple uses, yeah. For prep area, for actual eating area, we can do them at bar height, at counter height. And now there's even some islands that are done at table height.
So it's there's a little vertical displacement, so it's actually at table height. It's actually a little lower.
Bob, we've talked about this. The kitchen is a social hub of our home.
Oh, it is. Everybody goes to the kitchen. They're watching the game in the great room, but then you've got other people in the kitchen prepping the food and bringing out all the hors d'oeuvres and all that. And that's why the whole open concept thing has come about the way it is, because everybody wants to be a part of the group. You don't want to have to go in the kitchen and hide, and you can't see the TV, and you can't see all the people. And so the whole idea of the islands and all that stuff, that's where it's all come from, because everybody wants to be together in the same spot. And you know, it's just the design and all that. It's so much better now with the open concepts than it's ever been.
What we're going to do is take our last break, and then John from Carrick is going to talk about some of the homes that are available, the model hours, which are today, noon to 4, and tomorrow, noon to 4, and we'll give out showroom hours for Nunn's Design Showplace located in Waukesha with Adam Ross and John. Your host is Bob Tarantino, and Bob's website explains everything about the 3.99% commission. We didn't get a chance to talk about a lot of that, but redefinerealty.com is a site to go to. Our final segment is coming up next on News Talk 1130 WISN. You're listening to the Redefine Realty Show. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Redefine Realty Show. I hope you took something valuable away from today's show and enjoyed it enough to join us again next week. Listing your home is easy with just a quick phone call to our offices at 262-732-5800 or online by clicking the green List Now button at redefinerealty.com. Thanks for the opportunity, and we hope to talk to you soon.
We're back on WISN. Let's go to Carrick Homes and John Schlegel and just talk about some of the homes and lots that are out there, John.
We've got 40 homes to choose from right now, and we have 650 lots in the metropolitan area for all sizes of families, empty nesters, people moving up, people with families. We've got communities all over the area. And the wonderful thing about Carrick Homes is when you build in one of our communities, we can guarantee you a price. That's an end-out number. So you come in, you select your home site, select the model you want to build with the options that you want to add to the home, and the number we give you is the number we give you. We guarantee that price.
And, John, it's noon to 4 today and tomorrow.
Noon to 4 today and tomorrow. Go see Joe Bemke in Muskego in the settlement at 414-737-6727 or out in the Oconomowoc area. Please see Maureen McGuire, 414-731-5300. She'll be in the Long Meadow subdivision. And myself in Fox Lake Village at 414-324-4216.
And, of course, CarrickHomes.com. John Schlegel, good to have you in again. Thanks so
thank
much.
Thank you.
We thank from Nunn's Design Showplace, Ross Blount. Nice to meet you, Ross.
Likewise.
And we learned about all the great technology in homes, appliances, and also Adam Nunn is here. Let's talk about your one-stop shop. It's in Waukesha. Give us your website and phone, all that good stuff.
Yep, website is nonns.com. Our address is 1616 Paramount Drive. Our phone number there is 262-446-6810. We're open today from 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Swing on by.
Adam, a pleasure to meet you and have you on the show. Hopefully we'll be talking soon as well. Have a good weekend.
As to you.
And Bob Tarantino, you've got, 10 seconds left to talk here?
Yeah, that's about it. The market's hot. All the realtors are looking for properties right now. So if you want to list and get the sale of your home going, just contact us either email or phone. Corinne is at the office right now. You can call her at 262-732-5800.
And rates are low.
Oh, my gosh. I'm on Great Midwest Bank website right now. 4.125 on a 30-year fixed.
That's phenomenal, Bob.
Can't beat it.
It's redefinerealty.com. Bob Tarantino, we'll see you next Saturday.
See you then.
Thanks for tuning in to WISN.